In Washington, Congress is moving toward a vote this week to give President Obama fast-track authority to get that 12-nation Pacific trade deal through. NPR's politics editor Domenico Montanaro is with us from Washington with more on the political news inside Washington and outside Washington. Domenico, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
And let's start with trade. This is something that many liberal Democrats oppose, but many Republicans are in favor of, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who spoke with George Stephanopoulos yesterday on ABC's This Week.
What's it going to take to get it passed, and are you confident it will?
Yeah, we'll pass it. We'll pass it later this week. The president's done an excellent job on this.
That's something we don't often hear about President Obama from Senator McConnell. Why are the Republicans coming together with the president on this fast-track trade bill?
You definitely do not hear them very often say he's doing an excellent job on much of anything.
Yeah.
But you have Republicans supporting this because they feel they're always very supportive of free trade, as they'll call it. And Democrats are wary of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement that had passed in the 90s under Democratic President Bill Clinton. And, you know, you've seen the left kind of push back on this quite a bit. But just for how where things are expected to move, it's expected that it'll pass the Senate by the end of this week, although one McConnell aide said it's not quite a done deal yet. It then has to go to the House, kind of the reverse order of things, where the votes are not there yet. House Republicans are kind of annoyed with the business community because they feel like they're not spending enough money on grassroots lobbying. In other words, right now they feel like they're getting outspent and outcalled 25-1 by people on the left who are against this, labor unions being able to push on this a bit more. So there's still some work to get done on this if it's going to get passed, but Republicans are confident that they think that it will by the at least the Senate by the end of the week. In the one Republican who supports this is funny, they said in the House, it's kind of like the old school textile states and what they call the black helicopter crowd who are against giving more power to President Obama on what they call Obama trade.
Well, and one of the most outspoken critics of this deal is Senator Bernie Sanders, who's now a 2016 presidential contender. And on CNN over the weekend, he criticized candidate Hillary Clinton for what he said she was on the fence on trade. Let's listen.
You can't be on the fence on this one. You're either for it or you're against it. No fence sitting on this one. Here's the reality. When we talk about why the middle class is disappearing and why the gap between the very, very rich and everybody else is growing wider, you have to talk about disastrous trade agreements that have allowed corporate America to shut down in this country and move to China, Mexico, and other low-wage countries.
Domenico, first of all, where is Hillary Clinton on this trade deal, and what is the debate on the left at this point?
Well, she is firmly on the fence on this one, for sure. She doesn't want to have to get weighed in. She doesn't want to really have to get weighed down by this. And she really hopes that it'll pass or at least be dealt with in Congress so she doesn't have to take a very strong position. When she was Secretary of State, she supported this free trade deal and called it a very good deal. Now she hedges a bit and says, well, you know, it needs to make sure that there are labor and environmental standards that are protected and to make sure that national security is protected. Of course, as Secretary of State, she had said that it did do those things. So if you read between the lines, maybe she supports it. Bernie Sanders is trying to get her to more firmly take a position on this. And as you mentioned, the left, and led by Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts, who is very much against this deal, wants some firm commitments from Hillary Clinton on just how strong she'll be against these kinds of trade deals. Of course, we don't know all the details because much of it is under lock and key in a Senate basement, in a Capitol Hill basement, where it's in a soundproof room and senators can't bring notes in order to be able to review the legislation.
Well, while we are talking 2016 contenders, we got another one today, and that would be Governor Bobby Jindal, Republican of Louisiana, who announced today that he is forming a presidential campaign exploratory committee, a growing Republican field. What does he add to the mix?
Right. So he's announcing that he might announce that he might announce at some point.
I'm guessing it's going to be yes, yes, and yes, but that's just me.
But this is part of the deal that they're trying to all get, you know, some kind of extra piece of play from the media or from everybody else to say that, you know, he's testing the waters and then he'll declare at some point. So he's somebody who's going to fight for the social right. It's a very crowded lane, and he's going to have his sights set on Iowa, where he was over this past weekend as well.
NPR Politics editor Domenico Montanaro, big week in Washington. Thanks so much, Domenico.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.